Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog his lum, I believe right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the head chef of the Pine Ridge Bakery, Mr. Lum Edwards, was pretty discouraged over not securing any orders for his bakery products during his trip to the county seat. But it's a safe bet that he picked up a few other ideas for the bakery on that journey. As we look in on a little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot'em Down store, library, and bakery, while Grandpappy, fully recovered from prune bread, is back at his post, almanac in hand. Listen.
Oh, sir, it's what kind of an impression you make on people that's what counts, Abner.
Does, huh?
If we're going to make a success out of this bakery, we got to have a deliver truck. That's all there are to it. Got to have one.
Well, Lord, he ain't got nothing to deliver in a truck. You ain't baked up nothing yet that we can actual sell to folks.
Well, I've been sort of holding myself back. No use baking a lot of stuff if you don't have no way to deliver. But as soon as we get this little red truck...
What little red truck?
Huh?
I say, have you gone and bought a truck?
Well, no, I ain't actual bought one, but I did see one in there at the county seat the other day.
Uh-oh.
Prettiest thing you ever seen. Red wheels, or used to be red anyway. Back end's got drawers for donuts and biscuits and trays for bread and all that stuff.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. We can't afford no deliver truck.
Well, that's the best part about it. The feller there at the used car lot said he'd let us have it for just
$360. $360?
Yes, sir. Now, we got plenty of money in the bank and that joint checking account to pay for it. Facts is, I've already made out the check and signed it. All you got to do is just put your signature on it, too. And the truck's just as good as ours. Here, put your name right under mine there.
Well, now, wait just a minute now, Lum. I'd rather we thought this thing over first.
I've done thought it over first. Here's an indelible pencil you can use.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I ain't going to sign that thing.
Why not?
Why, it's just a waste of money. Now, if you'd have made a success out of yourself as a chef, why, it'd be different. But you know dad blame well that your baking ain't fit to be at.
Well, natural, a feller makes a few little bitty mistakes when he's learning a new business this way, but that's all past now. The whole trouble was that green wood I was using.
Green wood? Is that what you put in that prune bread?
Of course not. I mean the wood I was using in the stove.
Huh?
Couldn't get a hot enough fire with that green stuff. But I got some good dry wood now. It's going to make a heap of difference. You just wait and see.
Well, Lum, I don't think the fire will make no difference. No, I'd just rather not sign that check, Lum.
Won't sign it, huh?
No, sir. Now, if you was to build up the bakery business to where we had so many orders...
Never mind. We won't get the truck. No use to argue with you. You're more than likely right anyway.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, don't go away mad, Lum. We can talk this over now.
I ain't mad. I'm just going over to Dick Huddleston's store. He's got some special pans over there for baking angel food cake. Got holes in the middle of them.
Holes in them? Well, you don't need to get second-hand pans, Lum. Just because I said we couldn't afford a truck, that don't mean
well,
we can't...
Well, these ain't second-hand. They're new ones. I'll be back directly.
Well, now, don't get them with the holes in them. Doggy, I know I hurt his feelings. You think I done right, Grandpap?
Huh?
Ain't one thing I'd hate worse than going again, Lum, on something like this, but... I just know we never would have no use for that truck.
Huh?
I know sure as the world why he wants to get it. Just so he can paint his name on the side of it. He'd put Pine Ridge Bakery in little bitty letters, and then he'd print Lum Edwards Chef in letters so big you could see them for 10 miles.
Uh-huh. And here's an interesting item, Abner. Upper Sandusky, Ohio, increased...
Grandpap, are you listening to me?
Of course I am. Upper Sandusky, Ohio, increased its population by 181 people from 1920 to 1930, according to the almanac.
Grandpap, you ain't heard a word I said. I asked you if you thought I'd done the right thing.
I don't know, Abner. I've heard everything you said. What's your trouble now? Has Lum been making some more prune bread?
No, it's worse than that. He wants to buy a delivery truck for the bakery. Had this here check all made out for me to sign everything. And I reckon might not have broke his heart when I wouldn't do it, but I just had to say no.
Oh, you done right, Abner. You done right. That Lum's got to be unencouraged out of this bakery business. Half the folks in this town's eating from eating some of that stuff he's been a-cooking.
Yeah, but you can't make Lum understand that, though. He keeps right on cooking stuff all the time. Gets down here at 5 o'clock in the morning and slaves over a hot stove, as he calls it. Just look at them two cakes he's got sitting over. More likely spent the whole night baking them.
Yeah, them looks pretty good, though, Abner.
Oh, yeah, they look good all right, but we'll tell him what he's put into them. And you couldn't cut one of them with nothing short of an axe. Just go over and try to stick that knife into one of them.
Yeah. Reckon it'll break the knife?
Well, don't try it too hard now.
Wait a minute. There's something wrong here, Abner. This cake's soft as a feather bed.
Huh? Well, he must not have baked it yet, then.
Well, I'll be told. Looks pretty good, Abner. Think I'll just try a piece of it.
Wait a minute. Now, don't do that, Grandpap. You'll get sick again, just sure as the world. Don't forget what that prune bread done to you now.
Wait a minute. This is the best cake I ever had, Abner. Here, try a piece of it.
Well, don't it make you dizzy or nothing?
No, sir. It's awful good.
Let me see it. Here.
I've always said there ain't no one human can stand up to Aunt Charity when it comes to baking cakes, but I'll put Lum up again to every woman in this town.
My doggies, this is good. Here, cut a piece out of that other one over there, Grandpap. That one with the coconut on it. Yes, sir, this one here must be an accident.
Well, it cuts easy, too, Abner. It's nice and light.
It does?
Yeah, try a piece of it.
Let's see. Well, doggies, I believe I like this one better than the other.
Swan, that Lum's a genius. A genius, if ever I seen one.
Yes, sir, you're right. And I done him a bad turn, too, Grandpap. If he can bake cakes like this, we're going to need two delivery trucks to handle all the business. Dad, blame it now. Wish I'd have listened to him.
Yeah, try another piece, Abner.
Yeah. Cut up bigger now. Don't be so stingy. Doggies, he must have been right about that green wood. Whatever wood he's using now sure makes a heap of difference. I wish I knowed some way of getting that truck out here for him.
Hey, order him it, Abner.
Just price him with it.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Why don't you get Cedric to go in the county seat after it?
Cedric?
Yeah, ain't that him going by the store out there?
I don't get it. Yeah, that's a good idea, Grandpa. Wait a minute. Hey, Cedric! Cedric! Come on in here! Doggy, let me try that.
It's awful good.
Yeah.
Walt?
Come here, Cedric. I've got something for you to do.
What is it you want, Mr. Abner?
You got to go into the county seat and buy a red and yellow bakery truck. I got a check for it right here, just as soon as I sign it here.
Well, whereabouts do I buy it at? What store?
Let's see. Yeah, here it is, right here. Hank's Used Car Company. Said it right here on a check. Grandpap, hand me that indelible pencil there right by your hand.
Huh?
Right there.
Yeah. Have some cake, Cedric. It's awful good.
Well, I'd rather have some prune bread. That's what I like. Got any more prune bread around here, Mr. Abner?
No, Cedric. I throwed that away. See, Abner Peabody. There you are, right there. Now, here. Hurry up now and get in there now. This fella know which truck it is, because Lum's already told him. Wait a minute. There goes the mail hack, Cedric. You can ride in with him there. Hurry up now. You'll miss it. Hurry.
You want me to drive it back out here?
Yeah. Drive it back yourself, Cedric.
All right. I'll be back this afternoon sometime.
Be careful with it now. Doggy's old Lum's gonna be tickled when he sees Cedric drive up with that new truck.
Where he ought to be. Here, have another piece of cake, Abner.
Yeah. Well, sir, I'll take back everything I ever said about Lum's cooking. This is as fine a cake as I ever put in my mouth, Grandpap. I believe I'll just buy the rest of that myself and take it home. Just want to show my woman what kind of cake baking that Lum can do. Wait a minute. There comes Lum now. I hope he never seen Cedric. I want that delivery truck to be a surprise to him.
Oh, well, he wouldn't know where Cedric was going.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, mind out now. Don't you mention a word about the delivery truck to him.
No. I'll just sit here and make out like I'm reading the almanac.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You better take another piece of this cake along to be nibbling on.
Why, sure. Help yourself. Wait a minute. Well, Lum, did you get the cake pan?
No, he's going to have to order them for me.
He is, huh?
Yeah, where was Cedric going in the mail hack?
Oh, I don't know. Went into the county seat, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Wished I'd known he was going in there. I'd have had him drop by and tell that used car feller we don't want that truck.
Yeah, he could have done that all right.
What are you grinning about?
Huh?
Wait a minute. Who's been into these cakes?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Lama. Me and Grandpap been sampling them for you. I know they're good, too.
Them cakes was for the Ladies' Aid cake sale they're having over at the lodge hall this afternoon.
Oh, well, I never know, Dad.
I wished you'd learned to leave things alone around here. I was supposed to have them over there by 2 o'clock.
Well, I never knowed you baked them for them.
I never baked them. Miss Fredericks made them cakes and wanted me to take them over there for her.
Oh, you mean that you never baked? Uh-oh. Well, I'll be dead blamed.